The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And welcome to Chris Porter, too, with us this morning. FunnyBoneOmaha.com for tickets to see Chris tonight, tomorrow, and on Sunday. And our buddy Bert Kreischer also going to stop in. Chris and Bert know each other. Cool.
From way back.
Way back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they were both on stage last night with their shirts off. Now, Bert does it all the time. When he jumped up on stage, you're a skinny guy, so it was no big deal. But even having your shirt off, no matter what you feel, was it weird?
Yeah.
Have your shirt off on stage?
Out of your comfort zone a little bit?
No.
No?
No, I mean, I've been, you know, the stage is, I'm fairly comfortable up there anyway.
Right.
Takes a bit to knock me off my game.
Mm-hmm.
And when Bert came up, I knew it was probably going to be a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know he was literally just going to walk off stage and take his shirt off.
Right.
But, yeah.
I don't think he can get on stage too much without that shirt.
I put a lot of work in the gym, so I'm ready. I'm ready to do it. I do the CrossFit.
Yeah, you do.
I'm Michelle Bachmann. Birthday.
Yeah, for
it was good. On this date in 1985. We lost James A. Doerr. He is famous for creating the Twinkie.
Oh, he did. How old was he when he died?
Don't know.
All right.
But he's dead now.
Yeah,
but he's dead now. His Twinkie lives on.
Oh, big time.
Oh, absolutely.
Tony would be sad. Glad you didn't bring that up when he was
there. Your son Facebooked out some Twinkies yesterday.
No, I think it was Twinkies flavored ice cream.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I don't want that.
No.
I don't want that at all.
Yeah. It's probably better than you think it is.
I feel like Twinkies are one of those things you're like, oh, I want a Twinkie, and you get halfway through it, you're like, I don't need the rest of this.
No.
They
weren't my favorite junk like that. I used to eat that kind of stuff back in the day.
But I was Ho-Hos.
I would eat them, but they were never my favorite.
Yeah. No.
Ho-Hos, yes, for sure.
Yeah,
those were the best. The round one?
Little chocolate covering on it.
With the icing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they were all
right. God bless America.
Yes, I'm with you on those.
Yeah.
Those are the best, for sure. Middletown, Ohio, city council member. We mentioned this yesterday, but I bring it up again because there's some more details.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Picard said yesterday that the city manager in Middletown, Ohio, looking into the legal issues surrounding his proposal that would limit drug users to 2 overdose responses.
Oh, so they'll give him a couple.
Yeah, and the third time you're dead.
This guy's a dick.
Yeah, they give you 2 overdose responses. They'll give you the Narcan twice. The third time they just say, nah, he's gone. We'll let him go.
Remember that. When you're in Ohio, Bert, if you OD, you only do it twice.
That's Middletown, Ohio.
Right.
You probably don't play a lot of Middletown, Ohio. You're bigger than that.
I love Ohio.
Yeah.
Not Middletown.
No, Middletown. Right. I'm so scared of overdosing. You have no idea. That's why I won't take a. I won't drink and then take a Xanax. And there's so many times I want to drink and then take a Xanax, but I won't do it. This is my backyard doctoring. But I think it's okay if you take a Xanax and then drink, but flip flop it, and that's how you die.
Well, we'll check on that.
We have a doctor friend. We can
confirm. No, don't run it by a doctor. This isn't doctor approved.
No, but you always hear about women that will take drink a glass of wine and a Xanax and then take a nap.
Oh,
but
my doctor one time told me, if you take one of these Ambiens on your flight to Australia and then have a couple glasses of wine.
Right.
I was like, you can't open that Pandora's box for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. That's true, yeah. So you can sleep the whole time to Australia. Don't worry about it, right?
Yeah, I was with a comedian the other day. I won't say his name, but I'll tell you off air. And I was like, what are you taking? And he goes, oh, just an Oxy. And I go, what? He goes, I like to take it from time to time.
What?
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm storing a line of heroin.
Yeah.
You know, I got a flight.
So it's a Pandora's box, obviously. I think we'd all be afraid of that.
I love painkillers. Holy crap. When I fell off a waterfall.
Yeah.
I'd never really taken painkillers before, and they had to give me Dilaudid so that they could take x-rays on my back. And I was like, I don't know. I'm afraid I'm going to like it too much. And the lady's like, oh, honey, you're going to love this. As soon as I took it, I was like, I feel like writing a song. Like,
the Dilaudid, isn't that the painkiller they use in Tombstone? What doctor did you go to?
Yeah, they gave me a little bottle and I was sipping it while my husband was dealing cards down the street.
Did you have to bite down on a bullet while they did surgery?
I had the Dilaudid, but it was in IV form.
IV form, yeah. It's heroin.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, basically, right. It's heroin. And then they gave me...
So after, because you had a lot of access because of, obviously, the show, Bert, but so, I mean, I think we probably talked to you about before. Did you ever really start getting hooked on any of the pain pillars?
100%.
Yeah, you did. Which one?
I think he fessed up to this last time he was on the
whichever
show.
One, I think it was either hydrocodone or Vicodin.
How'd you get
those
off
are the
it?
Same.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I was taking one pill along with a Valium every 4 hours.
A Valium, too?
Wow.
Every 4 hours.
It was,
I've had Valium before, and that knocks me out.
There's a fine line between my back hurts or I don't want to read a book to my kid.
Right.
And you're like, a painkiller would make this much fun. And my wife got me on weed. She got me a prescription.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Was that doctor shopping, or did your doctor just go ahead and prescribe that to you?
No, I went to the place in L.A., and I was like, yeah, I fell off a waterfall, and he rolled his eyes. I go, no, I really did, and I've been taking a lot of pain pills, and he's like, dude, we get it. You have anxiety.
Right.
You're prescribed. And I was like, no, I'm being legit serious. I want to know if this will help.
I'm talking about the Valium and the pills.
Oh,
the prescription stuff.
Well, I got a prescription. This is where it got tricky.
Got it.
I got a prescription in North Carolina, and then I had an assistant for the show pick me up another prescription, and then I called my doctor in L.A. and she gave me a prescription.
Oh,
so I had a lot of pills.
There was some shopping going on.
I was. Yeah, it was awesome.
Were you just throwing them out like candy at Mardi Gras?
Were you combining the
Valium? No, I bet you he was kind of selfish with them.
I was extremely selfish with them. I wasn't sharing them with anybody.
I didn't think so.
Did you mix alcohol with those?
Of course.
I know you did. I'm just.
Were you careful to take the pill first and then the alcohol
later?
Take the pill,
let the pill kick in, and then slow roll a beer.
There you go.
Slow roll a beer.
That's how you do it, kids.
Those are like nuns. Those beers just last forever. Nuns never die. Like those beers, I could just. Oh,
so you did stick to beer? Were you?
Yeah.
Drinking hard liquor after the pills or not? Or just beer?
Just beer, light beers.
You don't mess with that.
There you go. Be responsible, kids.
Yeah. Oh, be have a cigar, like a Vicodin, a Valium, and a beer.
Holy cow! A Vicodin and a Valium. What are you doing?
That's what absolutely I was wondering. Nothing. The Vicodin and Valium together—that's crazy.
Well, there were days where I'd take half a Vicodin or half a Valium. But like it didn't last for that long. I mean, I make it sound a lot worse than it really was.
Yeah.
But I was in severe pain
because
I did fall off of 15 feet onto my back.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And then my wife just came in one day, grabbed all the pills, and threw them away. I was like, you don't throw them away. We hold on to them. I'll stop taking them. But we need to have them here.
I'll stop taking them, but we need to have them here.
I just want to sleep with them. I just want to have them on my pillow next to me. That's all.
Right. I like to have them around to entertain.
I had a friend over. And who's no longer with us. But
don't laugh.
He was
not because of drugs, right?
No. So he was going to the bathroom at our house one time, and all of a sudden he comes out and he goes, this is 13 years ago, right after I had my oldest. He goes, hey, your wife's pain pills from her pregnancy are about to expire. Do you want me to take those off your hand?
So he looked right into the medicine cabinet, and he's checking the dates and everything.
Yeah, he's like, those are going to expire. We should eat them, definitely. Like, don't waste them.
You guys want to make a soup?
Yeah. Was it somebody in the business, your buddy yours? You don't tell me. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay. That sucks, man.
Yeah. But,
he's no longer with us.
Yeah. He killed himself.
Oh,
anyway.
Jesus. Boy, that's inappropriate laughter guy. No. We just use that guy. But I need to use that guy because you laughed at your own situation.
Yeah, it was.
So what's new, man? Good to see you.
Yeah, I've been partying pretty hard.
I heard, man. Colleen said you were in New York, right?
Yeah, New York for a week.
I flew in yesterday, and obviously jumped on stage with Chris last night.
So much fun.
Yeah.
And then we ended up going back to his room. And
oh.
talking and having another cocktail.
How late was that?
Not bad.
Not super late, like 11:30.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. How long can you keep this up? Because you kind of
that's
become
a really great question that everyone's asking me right now.
Right.
Including his doctors.
Including my therapist, my wife. Because we have an Australian tour, and they literally, I think everyone got on a phone call, and they're like, all right, I don't know if we can send Bert to Singapore and Australia by himself. And they're like,
but everybody wants to party with you.
Yeah.
So you're a professional partier anymore, in addition to a very fine comedian.
Are you taking him? Are you taking him with you?
We're trying to figure something out. We need someone responsible.
Yeah.
Because.
I know. Sad. O'Brien is the responsible one.
Sean. Yeah. Sean was here a couple weeks ago, and he said he met you, and he said he wants to take you. He said he just wants to party with me, I think.
Yeah, no, yeah, I like think Sean makes me giggle.
Yeah, he's a funny guy, man.
But yeah, I just, man, New York really got out of control where we just up till 5 in the morning and then getting up at 7 to go do radio again. And
man,
you get there and everyone's like, as soon as I come in.
And you're running all the guys you know in New York, right?
Yeah, and then it's like you roll in. They're like, hey, let's get high. Let's drink. And you're like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
And so you, and then, I mean, I was texting pretty candidly with Nate Bargatze last night about like, hey, We should take a break.
We were in Vegas. We did a festival in Vegas together.
This is a story. You mentioned
night one, we got so hammered. He had to be up for radio. They brought in a guy to give him an IV.
Oh, yeah, the IV stuff.
And the B12 shot, yeah.
Did that work?
I mean, I don't know. I was pretty down in the hole.
Yeah, can we watch a show called Billions on HBO? Chris could do some TV, but back.
You going?
Craig's with us. We watched a show called Billions, and they brought the guy in to do the IV to help these guys recover from hangovers so they can continue to do their trading during the day. They're partying too much, but it didn't work that much?
It worked. Yeah. It worked. That was that weekend really got away from me. Because
he said the Vegas one, you jumped on stage. Didn't David Tell invite you on stage?
Jumped on.
And we love David Tell. I know you do too.
I love David Tell. Right. Jumped on stage with the Tell. And then the Tito's rep was like, hey, I'll
the Tito's rep is hanging out with you. I love that.
It's like, hey, when at your show, I'll buy everyone Tito's whenever you want. Just say, round of Tito's. And so I'd say, round of Tito's. And he'd bring.
Shots of
400 shots of Tito's.
Whoa.
And it was a really cool thing to happen, especially for a guy who likes Tito's.
Right.
So I'm like, another round of Tito's. And that got away from me.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
So is your wife worried?
No. My wife's more worried because my biggest problem is not actually drinking. It's that I don't eat when I get in these. I get really like manic. I have a really good time and I can't turn it off.
Right.
And I get really excited and I forget to eat. And then my blood sugar messes up and I get.
You don't want to kill your buzz if you eat too. That's another thing. You eat and you get all tired and you want to go to bed. Yeah.
If I just remember to eat, like I just get so, it gets so away from me
right.
that I'm like, and you know, in New York, I was literally running from one thing to the next thing to the next thing to like a meeting to. So I would be going really hard until like 10 o'clock at night, and that's when I'd relax,
and
then we'd stay out till 5.
And then get up and do some radio, too, in New York in the morning?
Doing Jim and Sam.
Okay.
And then Bonfire, Ron Bennington. I'd do them all.
Oh, my God.
Because I love those shows.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And so, yeah. So we had a very candid conversation.
So you're doing a show today
at
the Funny Bone. It's noon. It's sold out. And then you're flying back out, not Collingston, not until tomorrow, though, right? Because you're doing a casino somewhere?
Doing a casino tomorrow evening.
All right.
But these call in sick to work shows are insane. I told Colleen. I was like, because everyone, day drinking is everyone's favorite thing to do.
And it's a long holiday weekend coming up, too. So not they wouldn't be drinking anyway on a Friday.
Yeah. Man. My wife was like, my wife said, so when you get home, let's take a little break and get back to working out and eating healthy. And I was like, I will. And then she goes, I go, what? She goes, 4th of July. All right, we'll do it the next week.
You know, you put out some videos, and I saw them of you working out in your underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're naked. Was that in your backyard?
That was one where I'm...
Yeah, you're doing curls. I mean, it's obviously for Facebook and social media, but you're doing curls, and you got your shirt off, which you always do, and then you run away, and you're totally naked. And so is your neighbors... I could tell by the yard. It's a California yard, so nobody can really see in it. I can tell. Okay,
no one could see in. Yeah. I walk around that backyard naked all the time.
Really?
Not as much anymore now that my daughters are grown up.
Yeah.
They saw me naked one time during an earthquake.
Yeah.
It was an earthquake, 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. I get scared. I sleep naked. I hop up. This is when we were in our old house.
Yeah.
And I go running into their room. And they don't even feel the earthquake. All they see is dad naked going, everybody under the table.
If you need to work out, I have a pretty secluded backyard.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Oh, you want to see him naked? That's why.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the video? He's completely
naked. I work out. I do work out naked sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And then I also, I run in like almost like a Speedo, but like, I guess it would be like underwear, but they're really tight. There's a picture of them online.
Yeah.
And they have a horse on them. I run in those with no shirt on, just my shoes and those. It's a little more comfortable.
Got it.
And my daughter's friends came over the other day. Man. And they walk back to the man cave and see me like a lunatic running on a treadmill.
in underwear.
In boy shorts. Yeah. And they're one of the girls.
With no shirt on?
No shirt on. Literally was like, oh my God.
Oh, it wasn't your dad's hot?
No, it was not your dad's hot. By the way, this kid's not even attractive, just for the record. She's the ugliest of all of my daughter's friends.
I love that you said that. Because every guy out there second has a daughter about that age. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Shout out to Gabby.
Shut up, Gabby. She's not the attractive one of my daughter's friends. How old's your oldest now?
13.
Okay, my daughter's 14. So I know the wheelhouse you're talking about.
It's right driving me nuts.
Oh, plus, we just got a picture for in the email. It's Bert and Chris topless, signing CDs and such after the show.
Oh, you actually stayed topless.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, I've got to be dead honest with you. I want more of what Chris has. Chris last night goes, gets done his show, does a meet and greet, like a responsible meet and greet, right. And goes, all right, I'm out. He's like, Bert, let's go. I was like, hold on. We're not going to stay until the bartenders are annoyed that we're not letting him go home.
Oh, he's getting the thing. He actually can leave.
He left, and then he went back to his house. We went back to his apartment and listened to music and talked. And I went, he's like, I got radio in the morning. I want to get a good night's sleep. I was like, huh? What? Wait, this is how you do it? Shut up.
See, your lack of discipline makes you who you are.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
He still shows up.
Yeah.
They like you're missing stuff. You just show up feeling like crap.
No. See, this is what's wrong with me. I felt horrible in the car. I didn't say a word in the car.
Right.
But the second I get in here, I pop to life.
Right.
This is what's wrong with me.
Yeah.
Because now I'll be excited. Go to the club. Feeling good. Have a few cocktails. Hey, let's go play frisbee golf. Next thing you know, I'm still drinking. I'm sunburned. And I'm like, oh, Chris Porter's on stage. Run over to the club. Stay there until midnight. Colleen's like, your flight's at 6. Huh. And that is the sadness when you're at the airport at 4 in the morning going like, I do not feel good.
Yeah, but you're still responsible. Yeah. You're not missing gigs or anything.
I'm making a ton of money.
Yes.
Yes.
Like that's the other problem.
Right.
Is that
Most people do that are not making money at all.
Oh,
they're just partying. You're right. You're actually making money.
Yeah, my wife, we were talking about selling my man cave to Tito's and having them sponsor it. And that's when it gets...
Uh-oh. I got something here.
Tito's needs to send us some product because I'm a big Tito's guy, too.
I love Tito's.
Yeah. Right now, Funny Bone Omaha, today's so-called sold-out show, Colleen held back 20 tickets. There's 20 tickets available for today's show at the Funny Bone for Bert Kreischer's Calling Sick to Work. FunnyBoneOmaha.com, online now only. FunnyBoneOmaha.com, 20 tickets left to see the sold-out Bert Kreischer show today at noon.
There's a kid There's a kid on Twitter that wants to come. I got to text him and tell
him. You better
him.
Do it quick. Man.
Should,
yeah no, text him right now.
Now I feel like I'm racing to get tickets.
Well, if he's on Twitter, if you know that.
There's some guy in Bullhead City who's really bummed out
I
now.
Said FunnyBoneOmaha.com. You for Bert Kreischer's dates everywhere. By the way, he's everywhere. Where can they find your dates, Bert?
BertBertBert.com. Three birds.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just stuttering.
BertBertBert.com. Yeah, I'm shaky.
BertBertBert.com for dates all over the country.
No dashes between
no matter
the
where
birds.
You're living.
No underscores, just BertBertBert.com.
Are you a B-E or a B-R?
B-E.
I should know that.
B-E-R-T. 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 B-E-R-T.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you sing recently with the Stat?
Oh, yeah.
What was that show called?
The Comedy Jam.
That's right. And I knew that you knew Staff from back in the day, but you said when you first met Staff.
I did not.
But you said you thought you knew, not Staff, excuse me, you knew
Mark Tremonti.
Mark Tremonti, right. And you were in a band with Tremonti at Florida State.
Yeah.
But you didn't know Staff because Staff joined the band later, right?
Didn't know Staff. Turns out Mark Tremonti says he does not know me.
I know.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
you told
weird?
That story last time.
Yeah, he.
Tremonti doesn't remember you.
Doesn't remember me. I was in his fraternity. I gave him his nickname. Doesn't remember me. I was in a band with him. We kicked him out. Doesn't remember me. Which is fine. Totally fine.
Yeah, I
do know that. I do know that
Does he remember you now?
Were you the front man?
Still doesn't remember me. So they call. Yeah, of course I was a front man.
Yeah, I look like a drummer?
You're a front man. So,
you're going to put these. You look like a drummer.
These baby blues behind somebody? we reach out to. We go to do the show.
Right.
And they're like, hey, would it be cool if we reach out to Mark Tremonti and have him play with you on stage? And I go, of course. I go, I'm giving you a heads up. He does not remember me. And they're like, okay. Then they call me back and they're like, turns out you're lying. I went, I'm not lying.
Right.
And I said, I already told you he doesn't remember me. Right. And they're like, well, he said he'd play, but he does not remember you. He knows you as a comic. He doesn't know you as the guy who went to.
But you said he didn't remember you.
Yeah. And then they go, he was never in a fraternity. And he was never in another band other than Creed. And I was like, hold on. That's not accurate. I was like, whatever. It's whatever. I don't really. Not. So then Tremonti goes and ends up backing out. And so I was like, well, let's get my other guitarist from the band, John Dacre, who just works at a bank in Orlando.
Right.
I go, let's fly him out. Have him play with us. That'll be a fun story. And they're like, okay. So they fly out Dacre. And then last minute, they're like, hey, Scott Stapp's available. Would you do it with Scott Stapp? And I'm like, 100%.
Right.
Scott Stapp comes out. I'm with John Dacre. I'm like, everyone thinks I'm a liar. I go, but I'm not out of my mind. He was in our fraternity. Dacre's like, you gave him his nickname. His nickname's the other guy. You can ask anyone in our fraternity. Yeah. And then I was like, and we kicked him out. And Dacre's like, I was the one that kicked him out. You made me kick him out because you don't like confrontation. I was like, I knew it. And so then we go to Scott Stapp and we're like, hey, I gotta ask you a question. Like, Mark, he's there and we meet Scott. He's really nice. And we go, Mark said that he wasn't in a fraternity. And Scott's like, he was in ATO. I was like, we were ATOs. And I was like, okay, now I'm not crazy. But Scott Stapp did the coolest thing ever. He says, we get up to go sing. We do rehearsals. And then he looks at me right before we go on. And he goes, I think I should lead off the song. Like, I think they want to hear me lead it off. And then why don't you come in right after me?
Right.
And you sing the second verse. And I was like, okay. It was so amazing.
What song did you guys sing?
Can you take me higher?
Yeah, higher.
So he leads it off, and I had never got to experience firsthand rock star energy.
Yeah. Oh.
You know,
yeah,
that,
okay, yeah.
That
we
melting.
Talked to Stapp. We saw Stapp recently a couple years ago. He's great.
He's the best.
It was great. His voice kicks ass.
Man. And he's sober. I mean, I'm not, but he's had some problems, but he is sober. He's lucid. He's so there, and he's so humble. So he goes out.
Why do they hate each other then?
Who's?
Why can't those guys get together?
I don't know.
Because, you know, I know Tremonti's got his own thing, but nothing's as big as Creed.
Well, Tremonti really hasn't changed. Scott kind of has over the years.
I think
it's sober now, though. So
yeah. I'm sure it's just a lot of, like, a lot of stuff happened in the past.
Got it, yeah.
I'm sure. I don't know. I won't speak for either of them.
Yeah, it sounds like typical band stuff.
Right, right.
But, man, Tremonti starts it.
Stapp starts
it, and I feel it, and I'm like, oh, and I'm right next to him. And then he looks at me, like, hands me the baton for the next lyric, the next verse. And I just come in, oh, when I'm dreaming. And I hear this girl in the front row go, oh.
Did you twang it up like you just did there?
No matter how you can sing.
Because you watched him, so I'm trying to give a little bit of this.
Yeah, and by the way, if you can carry his tune, and it sounds like you can, he's still Scott Stapp.
He's still going to do it better.
Yes, he's still going to do it better, right.
But the best part was when we got to sing together.
Oh.
And like.
You played off again?
Yeah.
I got to watch that.
Oh, it's
I've heard about it.
I'm reposting it right now.
Oh, you're reposting it? Good. Okay.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
One of the favorite things I had on stage, because then we finish it off, mm-hmm. right? Back to back, singing. Thank you. And Scott Stapp, I think either me or Scott Stapp the name of our band was Giving Out Spankins.
Mm-hmm.
Goes, Giving Out Spankins is back together. And the crowd starts chanting, Bert, 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 Bert.
Man.
And I am chill bumps. I'm shirtless. I'm stomping around the stage going, yes. My buddy John Dacre's like bawling. He's like, this was the greatest experience. I mean, he's a banker. He'll never get to experience this.
Oh, yeah?
And he's like, you have no idea. He threw a party when it aired. Like, it was amazing.
All right.
That's Scott Stapp's a great guy. That's so is Mark Tremonti. I have nothing against Mark Tremonti.
All right. You just don't remember you.
Yeah. You just don't want
weird thing against you, man.
You don't want to follow Scott Stapp.
No.
Why do you have any rule, though?
You end up do rolling, the first man. Verse.
No, yeah, next time we're doing stand-up.
Yeah.
And I'm just throwing out setups and letting him try to punch him.
Bert Kreischer with us. Chris Porter will be back in just a bit. Hang on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.